Real music, real interviews, real information. That's why we call it Real Gospel with the X-Man.
So much going on in the world, we need grace. And here's Tim Johnson with Your Grace.
Lord, I'm longing for Your presence. Lord, I'm yearning for Your touch. Hallelujah. My tears have been my food. My soul does thirst for You. Living water come and rain all over me. Thank You, Jesus.
Let Your love flow down like a river. Let Your love
let it run free.
Free as the sea.
Hallelujah. Come and wipe my tears, drive away all my fears.
As Your grace,
as Your grace covers me. Hallelujah. Thank You, Lord. Just one moment in Your presence. From Your hand, ooh, at the mention of Your name, I've seen situations change. Just one touch from You will make me whole. Let Your love run free as the sea. Ooh. Come wipe away all my tears. Drive away my fears.
Oh,
as Your grace covers me. Even though I walk through the valley, Lord, I know Your strength in me. Perfect when I'm weak. Lord, Your favor is on me. Even though I'm unworthy, Lord, I long for You. Lord, only You. Like a river, and let Your love let it run free as the sea. Ooh, come and wipe away my tears. Dry
as
Your grace, let Your oil fall down like a river. Father, let Your
grace.
Let it flow, let it flow, let it flow. do. Let your grace cover me. Grace flow down. Oh, let your love, let your love, let your grace, let it cover me. Ooh, let it cover me.
Real Gospel is the place where God gets the glory and artists tell their stories. I'm honored to have another man of God on the program with me on today, the one and only Tim Johnson. Thank you for joining us on Real Gospel.
Thank you very much for having me on today. God bless you.
God bless you. I just want to let you know, I love your song, Your Grace, and I want to hear all about the inspiration behind the music. But just in case someone got saved yesterday and they just discovered the Lord yesterday and they're not familiar with gospel music or who you are, tell the listeners a little bit about who you are, where you're from, and how you first fell in love with Jesus.
Yes, I'm originally from Connecticut, the East Coast. I lived there, was born there, and began to play music at the age of 7. I left the East Coast and went to be the minister of music for Bishop Noel Jones around, I was about 17 years old, so that was in the early 80s, man. I'm a little over that age now. And I began to play music and write music and produce music. I began to do a lot of different things. I got involved in secular music as well, working with several top 40 bands, even toured a little while with the Gap Band, worked with several artists, Wayman Tisdale, different artists like that in smooth jazz as well. I still kind of do some work in that area. I've worked with Israel Houghton. I'm sure a lot of people know who he is. I wrote a song called There's a Lifting of the Hands, and actually we sing it as a duet. I wrote a song, Jubilee, which was on the Azusa Praise album back in the year 2000. I've written several other collaborations with different artists, worked with producer Tommy Sims, which is known for producing Israel Houghton, CeCe Winans, worked with Babyface, Eric Clapton. So it was just a lot of great exposure to the music industry as a whole over the years. God has been very good to me in music, and I've traveled quite a bit and been all over the world playing Israel, South Africa, West Africa, all over the Bahamas, Jamaica, all over the United States doing music and traveling with different preachers and musicians and artists.
Wow. That is just simply amazing. You have rubbed shoulders with some of the, elite in the gospel music industry. So you've been behind the scenes, doing things, working with individuals, doing all that for quite a number of years, huh?
Oh, yes. Probably about 25, maybe 30 years in total, having done both gospel and secular work as well.
Wow. Okay. What kind of secular work did you do?
I actually toured with a group from the Gap Band for a year. I toured with Phil Driscoll. I've toured with, for many years I worked with the Azusa conferences, so I toured all over the world with them, doing praise and worship and producing records with them as well. Wrote for Promise Keepers, so that song went nationwide, a song called Awesome God. That one got on the top 10 gospel of 2013 release on Maranatha. So that was just, the Lord has just blessed us. We've toured and done a lot of different things. And Wayman Tisdale is one of the artists that I was able to, fortunate to work with. He's passed on, but his music lives on.
Amen. I'm familiar with Wayman Tisdale because he's a former NBA basketball player. If I'm not mistaken,
absolutely,
played with Michael Jordan a couple of years, I think. And
yes.
here where I'm at in Nashville, we call the mother station here, WFSK. We have a segment called Artist of the Week every Thursday. And years ago, he was Artist of the Week here at the station. And I remember when he passed. So yeah, he was a tremendous talent in the jazz genre. So what you know about jazz, Brother Tim?
Man, you know, when it's in the heart, there's not much you can do to fight it, you know. So God has blessed me. I did a jazz hymn record about 3 or 4 years ago called Song We'll Never Forget. It was on iTunes for a while, and as a matter of fact, I think it's still available on iTunes. It's also on Reverb Nation. I took the songs that I loved, Greater Than Faithfulness, the songs The Blood, which will never lose its power, mm-hmm. and I turned those songs into smooth jazz songs, and those songs have been blessing people all over the world. But people wanted to hear me sing again, so that's when Your Grace came along.
Wow. That is awesome. So talk about Your Grace and the inspiration for this song and how it came to be.
You know, I've tried to record the song several times and it just never really, and we had full production on it. This time we said, we're just going to do piano, strings, and the background vocals and your voice. And we cut the artists, the producers, Paul Garcia and Sergio Gonzalez, good friends of mine from Houston and San Antonio. We, matter of fact, Paul Garcia and I wrote the song, and we decided we're going to strip this down and let it be intimacy between you and God. Well, on 2 years ago, on October 11th, my 22-year-old son committed suicide. It devastated me, just to say the least. No signs. He was having some depression and some mental issues, but he was going to counseling, and one day he goes to his counselor, and I get a message that my son is non-responsive and he has walked off of a building, and that just devastated me. But in my heart, I heard this song. He said, Lord, I'm longing for your presence, because I was devastated. I was hurting. And I'm yearning for your touch. My tears, as the tears rolled down my face, even as late as last night, I just have to turn that song on, and it just brings me to a place of peace, knowing that the presence of God and the oil of God is flowing. So people that have listened to the song, they've said, wow, we feel the tangible presence of God, and we sense intimacy on the song. So I'm thankful for that.
Amen. I'm sorry to hear about your son, and my condolences to you and your family. And that's just what advice can you give families who may not recognize the signs of depression? And just what can you say to that? Can you speak to that, to somebody who might need to hear a word right now?
Yeah, my brother. You know, we have to understand that our minds are intricate and delicate equipment. We are computers. We're literally, as the word says, fearfully and wonderfully made. But when those computers are challenged and those computers have an issue, you cannot ignore those issues. You can bring them to the altar and get healed. But God also gave us counselors. God also gave us therapists, people that know the mind. And then sometimes they don't know. Get the help you need. Get the help you need. Take the meds if you need to. But don't be dependent on those meds. Begin to get those. And when you see those signs of this withdrawn young person, this withdrawn, even pastors, we've seen pastors go through this. When you're withdrawn and you're alone, it's difficult for you to get the help you need. So there has got to be interaction with others. You've got to find someone that you can speak to, somebody that you can talk to, and don't ignore those things in our children. We cannot ignore those signs in our children. We cannot ignore depression and when they're consistently just on that computer all the time. Pull them away. Talk to them. I'm happy to be in the school system, the charter school system, and I'm dealing with K-5, and I talk to those children about different things in their lives. I'm the music teacher, but some of them are going through some challenging things at home, and some of them are going through challenging things in life, and the fact that they have someone to speak to is such a blessing.
Amen. You just blessed so many people right now listening who may notice someone in their immediate proximity who is a little withdrawn, who is a little silent and has changed in terms of their patterns and things of that nature. My father will tell me all the time that when the devil can get you by yourself, when the devil can get you alone, that's when he's the most dangerous. That's when he really goes to work on you. So what you just said, truly, truly, I concur with that so much. Wow.
Praise God. Praise God.
Yeah. What can we expect from the project? Because Your Grace is definitely an awesome song. So what more can we expect from the project?
You know, the Lord has blessed me to have such a diversity in my music. So I believe that we're planning some of the other songs that we have planned. I'm not going to uncover them too quickly because I want to begin to let this, let Your Grace do what it needs to do in the marketplace. And then I'll release some of the other music that I have. But some of the other music is a little more on the, I have some old school gospel, then I have some more contemporary things. Not the whole record is not balanced, but this particular song I decided to do to create intimacy between God and us. But I've got some other tribute music that I'm doing, a tribute to the late great Walter Hawkins. I've got a tribute to the late great Andre Crouch. You Can't Hurt God was a cover of the song that was covered by Billy Preston. So some of my gospel heroes over the years that I've been able to be influenced by, I decided to do tributes to them on this record. So really excited about 2020 and what it has in store for the market.
Amen. I appreciate that. And I'm looking forward to hearing everything that God is going to use you to do in this project, in this season. And I just speak nothing but life and positive vibes and the anointing of God and the presence of God and all that you do and all that you seek to do, and doors continuing to open, and that your message and your music shall continue to bless people, to help people, to nourish people, to heal people, wherever people need to hear that word from you, Brother Tim Johnson. I really appreciate you. How can the listeners find out more information about you? How can they get information about the project? Where can they get it?
Yes, they can get this project on all the download sites, Amazon, Apple Music, iTunes. It's available on Google Play. It's available on Amazon. Let me say Amazon again. It's also available on Amazon Music. It is streaming on all the websites, on Spotify, on Pandora. It's also streaming on YouTube. I'm so excited about this song and the people and the lives that it's touching. So it's available everywhere. You can follow Tim Johnson, Tim Strel, T-I-M-S-T-R-E-L Johnson on Facebook. You can follow at Tim Strel on Instagram, also at Tim Strel on Twitter. Please follow me. Feel free to stay on. I do a lot of different things. I'm on sometimes on Facebook Live, blessing the Lord, praying for somebody, singing, playing. Even wherever I am, God has allowed me to begin to release His presence into the atmosphere.
Amen. I really appreciate you, the one and only Brother Tim Johnson. I really appreciate you spending time with us on Real Gospel, and much continued success to you and all that you do. You have nothing but love and support from all of us here. And I just appreciate you taking out time of your busy schedule to just enlighten us and allowing God to use you. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me on. God bless you. You have a wonderful day. Let me get to these kids so I can get them learning something.
Amen.
God bless.
You're listening to Real Gospel with the X-Man.